Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody. I'm so excited to be with you on another episode of Miracle Guidance, the show that wants to give you guidance to transform the way you live. My name is Carmen Hara, and I'm live every Tuesday on Home Time Radio. And tonight, we will talk about the truth of compatibility, chemistry, and that secret glue that holds two people together. So I want you to stick around, and I don't want you to miss this next hour, because in life, we all want to learn much more about chemistry that we have with a person. What factors create that special, indescribable spark between two people? So for most people, being compatible means getting along and having the same ideas. But are there much more elements, much deeper meaning that determine a genuine, soulful bond? And that's exactly what we're going to talk about. And yes, there exist different types of compatibility. There are relationships that are, and they will remain well-rooted for a lifetime, while other relationships, very, very quickly they go down. So we want to find out how and why and what can we do about it, and what exactly is the dynamic in a relationship, and how we can have clarity in order to control that, in order to discover that. So that's why I want you to tune in, and because this is a calling show, so in many respects, this is your show. I want you to call in, and Christopher, my wonderful producer, is going to take your calls and call in at 202-570-7057 in order to be able to talk to me. And tonight we have a lot of callers already. So Rosie, Dominguez, Lani, hold on the line. And for any of you interested to talk about this or anything else that matters for you, feel free to call in. People say, I don't feel any chemistry, or we're totally compatible. So these are two extremes. But when I ask people to define what do they mean by compatibility, what do they mean by chemistry, they simply say, oh, it's that kind of a spark that means getting along without effort. We laugh in the same time. We have a great conversation. We hold the deep dialogue. We agree. So they kind of feel like this means chemistry. It's some kind of a metaphoric fireworks going between two people. But the notion of compatibility, in my opinion, is highly misconstrued. So I've been looking at chemistry from different angles, and people have been looking at chemistry many times from the wrong angles. So the truth is that chemistry, in my opinion, fades in time. And what you have to ask yourself is, when those fireworks wear out, what will remain? So another inconvenient truth is that people change over time. So when you meet your partner, you might be on the same path, both of you. So he's on the same path like you, you're on the same path like him. So you might feel like you are speaking the same language. You have the same hobbies. You feel like you on the same way of thinking. And we say things like, wow, it's great. I was thinking the same thing in the same time. But years goes by, and 5 years later, 2 years later, 10 years later, that person might not like the same things you do, might not even be the same person. So which means you might grow to like completely separate things and engage in completely different activities. So in other words, perception shifts, and the partner you fell in love with literally transforms into a different person. Now, we always think that we live in this world of transformation, or the universal laws of transformation governs this world we are living in. So we constantly move and transform and transform. And then one day we find ourselves asking, where is the man or where is the woman I fell in love with? Because I'm with a person that's not the same person. And this is the point in which some people decide to split, because they feel like they're so different, they're not the same. So nothing holds them together anymore. So they decide to part ways. So many couples, however, choose to remain together in compromised relationship, which I spoke so many times about, just because they have things together, like they have kids, share the same home. So splitting means, what a headache, going through a divorce is complicated, costs money given to the attorneys. And even if they don't have joy being together anymore, the fireworks that I've been talking about, the fireworks are gone, but still they think, okay, let's hold on, let's compromise, let's continue to be together, and we have a motive to get together. But where did the people who find themselves in this predicament go wrong? The answer is that they didn't do anything wrong, but they have just jumped into a relationship in the beginning without looking towards the future of this relationship. So in other words, they might have relied on a false notion of chemistry. That's my understanding. And they thought that since they like the same thing, this would keep them together forever. Or since they thought about life in the same way, that was good enough. So this leads to the question, how do you recognize when you share true compatibility with a person versus when you're settling for a temporary relationship, for something that is just momentarily? If you jump into a relationship that lacks that soulful chemistry, you'll experience difficulties later on. That glue won't be there to keep you together for long. Romance is strong in the beginning, but that comes and goes, like you know very well. The excitement of that physical attraction wears off. The rush of seeing that person also dies out as you see them every single day. So that is not there anymore. So you no longer do the things you used to do together because you don't have the time. Your opinion and views of the world go in opposite direction. This may sound like a negative scenario, but it's a reality for all of long-term relationship at some point. So what does help a relationship transcend the test of time is actually, and this is what I came up to the conclusion, having the same principles of life. So if you have the same principles of life, then our relationship will transcend the test of time. But what are those principles of life? So tonight we will talk about the principles of life that we have to have in common from the very moment we meet and we decide to build a life together. So let's talk about how can we discover that, and let's talk about the truth of chemistry and relationship. Are you and your partner compatible on a deep level? And if you're single, what should you seek in a partner to make sure he's really the one? And I want to take your calls. As you know, this is very important. And I would also love to dissect a little bit on the factors of compatibility. And I always like to prepare myself, and I always like to come up with ideas and And whatever, you know, I feel like I'm in my field of expertise, I can bring up to the table so I can help you, you know, have some guiding points. And for tonight, I came up with 15 factors of comparability. So as I said, that the genuine chemistry is founded upon the same principles of life. But this principle must match so that two people can evolve together in the same direction, not against each other. So, because you can see sometimes people are so excited at the beginning, and they become enemy, and they hate each other, and they fight for those kids end up suffering, and it's a total disaster. And then at the end of the day, if we take into consideration the 15 attributes of authentic long-term chemistry, then we can build something solid that has the potential of surviving the test of time. So I call this the 15 factors of comparability. And I'm going to go through them very, very quickly because I want to go to your calls. And of course, I'm going to go probably first to my first caller, and then I want to see how many they are, because I know my first caller is Rosie from New York. So Rosie, hold on the line for another minute or so, and then Dominguez, and then Leilani, and anyone else who wants to be part of the show and has question about their own relationship in terms of surviving the test of time. Because you see, we get married, we have kids, and then we go through a divorce. So the question is, where are those 15 factors of compatibility when we got married? Now, the first factor of compatibility is regarding the idea of family in the same way. Now, two people have to have the same mindset regarding family to stand together. So one person might have a bad relationship with their family while the other have a strong family base. So while you have to be understanding of your partner relationship with their family, whatever that relationship might be. So it's very important, you know, to see, to be aware of that so-called family karma and in which way that will affect you in the long run. So when you actually get involved with somebody, you pay attention to that person's connection with their family too. Very relevant, because that talks a lot about that person's respect and understanding of the concept of the family itself. Very powerful. That's the first element. The second is the fact that when you start being together, you're setting the same life goals. When two people, you know, connect to each other, they not only like the same movies or like the same jokes or just look in each other's life and, you know, feel the same way, but they set the same life goals. It is difficult to keep up a relationship when one partner wants to live in an apartment and the other one wants to move on a $1 million, you know, house. It's like you have to set up the same goal, material goals. Make sure that you know where to start, when to start, and where can you be 10 years from now. So those goals of lifestyle are very, very powerful. Because if you're not in agreement, you know, you come in disagreement, and from there, there will be a lot of problems all the way from the beginning. The third element is agreeing to disagree. You can't agree on everything. It's impossible. But there will be moments when you'll disagree completely with your partner, and you won't be able to budge from your position at all. In those moments, you'll have to agree to disagree. So in order to build that foundation of the same value, the same concept, in order to adjust to each other, in order to create that oneness, that totality, in order to, as I said, come together in the concept of growing together and building something together, this is what's very powerful and very relevant. Letting go of your ego, letting your ego down and walking away from an argument. So in other words, making sure that person you choose to be with is willing to put aside their differences. Because if somebody is not willing to put aside their differences, I am telling you, there's no way of making a family work. All the way from the beginning, if there's disagreement from the beginning, that will happen all the way during the marriage. And that might, you know, make a couple grow apart very quickly. So make sure that is something defined all the way from the beginning. The fourth element is feeling emotionally, the emotional intimacy, feeling that emotional intimacy, because chemistry brings two people together. But what keeps the people together is emotional intimacy. That's the glue of a soul connection. If two people are emotionally in sync, there is no moving away from each other. Emotional intimacy goes beyond time, age, appearance, money, social status, and hobbies. These things will change in time and won't keep two people and won't keep things together. But being emotionally connected and intimate with your partner, you know, this is when you will feel the desire, the wishes, the hopes, the fear, and so on. And this is when this might go beyond the physical attraction, and this is the way, you know, that meaningful way of expressing yourself, that way of thinking will connect you. And this is where two people exist at the emotional level. They vibrate in the same way. Very significant. I think I need to take a break, and I'll be back in a second to continue, and then I'm going to take your calls. Thank you so much.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Namaste, friends. This is Deva Pramal and Mitten. And we want to let you know that we will be in America and Canada this May. We'll be coming with our Wings of Mantra World Tour, coming up the West Coast to Boulder, Santa Fe, Sedona, Scottsdale, Santa Barbara, L.A., Marin, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Escondido, Edmonds, and up to Canada to Victoria and Vancouver. You can find details on our website, devapramalmiten.com. Hope to see you there. Lots of love. Namaste.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back, and we are talking about the elements that keep the couple together. Because the problem is, which are the factors of compatibility? And one of the things that is very important is to share the parenting methods. Because two people must agree on how to raise their kids. There's a lot of discord when it comes to raising kids. One parent agree, the other disagree. But make sure that you hold the same disciplinary and parenting methods when it comes to your kids. That is also going to bring you together. Another element is matching money and spending habits. Because if, let's say, like Susan Orman used to say, opposites attract when it comes to finance. But let's say the two partners, you know, that one likes to spend like crazy and the other one wants to save money. But in the end, we have to reach a balance when it comes to money. Very powerful when we want to build a family together. Another element is compensating for what the other person lacks. The way I look at compatibility is that alone, you are in a way, we are incomplete. We need the other person to make us feel complete. Like in a way, we are imperfect, and we are the person we can complete the will of life, the whole. But you need those elements to make you feel complete. If we both are having the same issues, then we're not gonna complete each other. In many respects, I think a partner is a reflection of your issues, so you need to know what you work on. So your partner will actually compensate, you know, what you don't have. Another element is seeing the world with the same eyes. If you're a go-getter, you cannot be with a person who's a quitter, because you will be incredibly frustrated. I'm hearing couples saying, oh my God, my husband is such a loser, or my wife doesn't want to work at all. So this is where the mentality regarding the world around should be the same. That's why I said, you know, having the same principle, it's so powerful. Respect is important to maintain love relationship. There is no respect, there is no future. A person cannot constantly disrespect their partner physically, emotionally, or mentally, because sooner or later, no matter how patient you are, you know, you reach that breaking point and you will quit. Selling on religion, many people, you know, have problems with the religion aspect. This is why, you know, it's easier than when two people belong to the same religious concept. But at any rate, compromise is key because, you know, at the end of the day, there's one God. So if you think this way, it's important. Another one, tolerate your person's vice, because we all have it. Some people smoke, gamble, lie, drink. So accept, you know, and accept that vice. Accept it. It's hard to do, but you have to. Running on the same clock, if your partner works at night and you work during the day, that is becoming a problem. Another problem is if you don't show affection, and we have to show the same level of affection. I mean, one constantly say, I love you, and the other one doesn't show any affection. That can be a problem. So when one person constantly gives care, love, and nurture, the other person have to do it in return for the relationship to last. You have to strengthen each other in a relationship. People in love have to help each other grow, not knock each other down, which a lot of people do that. I'm hearing people criticizing, blaming, judging each other. That's not going to do it. So, of course, relationship like this cannot last, but be careful of being with a person who has a tendency to bring up your shortcomings every time you get into an argument. So simply, you don't deserve to be put down. Remember that, and that's significant for a relationship to survive. And being able to apologize is also essential for a relationship to survive, for a relationship to move in the same direction through time, to survive the test of time. This is a factor of compatibility. Because if two people want to be compatible, they have to admit that they were wrong. They have to say, I'm sorry. They have to know to learn to say, forgive me. How essential is that? So there's a lot to say about compatibility and relationship, but I'm going to go right now and take Rosie, invite Rosie on the phone. Hi, my Rosie. How are you, my dear? Thank you for patiently waiting for me. Rosie, can you hear me?
Hear me? Hello? Hold on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
you. Good. Good. Perfect.
Hold on.
I'm waiting. I can hear you very well.
Okay, you can hear me because I can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you very well.
Okay, good. How are you doing, Carmen?
I'm great. I mean, I'm trying, you know, to talk about what keeps two people together? Because I can see so frequently relationships and marriages falling apart.
Right.
So how can I help you, my Rosie?
So, Ms. Corman, last time we spoke, you told me to call back when I had met him.
And
you predicted that I would meet him, and I did meet him. So I believe this is him, but I'm not too sure.
Okay.
So there is a little bit of an age difference, but I feel that he is an old soul and I'm an old soul. So there definitely is like a connection there. But other than that, I truly don't know because it's very new. So I truly don't know, Carmen, to be honest. So mm-hmm. That's why I'm calling.
You know, this is exactly what we are talking today about, that chemistry, that spark, that feeling of connection that you have all the way from the beginning, eventually the sense of deja vu. Do you have that feeling of knowing him?
I do. Yeah, there's a sense of comfort. There's
right.
A sense of comfort, yes, absolutely,
okay.
From the very beginning.
Okay, so that's great. Because that's what you need. You need to feel comfortable. You need to feel at home. You need to feel at ease. You know, at ease with somebody. Not a sense of discomfort, but a sense of feeling joyful. Okay, do we know anything about him, like a birthday or something? Because sometimes
yes,
you can
yes,
look into...
Yes,
yeah, because it's very... It's very relevant to look into the birth code. Remember, I always told you that the birth code is an indicator of compatibility also at the energy level. So give me his birthday out of curiosity.
May 27th, 1985.
Okay, let me see. My understanding is that he had some issues during the childhood. Do you know anything about it?
I don't know anything about it.
Okay, well, just so that you know, he is extremely mm-hmm. independent. He looks great. He has a great presence. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, 1,000%.
Yeah, very charismatic. He likes to be very independent. Mm-hmm. Well, he doesn't want to be, how should I put it, controlled by anybody. He wants to be on his own. He's very profound in what he says and what he does. He makes sense. Very eloquent, if you see
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
He's a leader, you know. Tell me when you're born, if you don't mind giving me your birthday.
Sure. January 16th, 1976.
76. Okay. All right. Hold on. 76. I want to see the connection here. Yeah, you match each other very, very well. It is a karmic relationship, which usually karmic relationship can be very intense. You have a lot of. How should I say, like I mentioned during the show, having the same views about life or having the same principles. And here where I think the two of you have principles together, you can be very good in building a family together and also creating a business together, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like rarely people can actually work together, not only as a couple, but also in creating a business. Do you see that, mm-hmm. that possibility?
I mean, sure. Yeah, sure.
Well, I like that. I like the fact that you guys can do more than other than being happy together, can also be supportive mm-hmm. of each other in terms of work. He has
right.
ideas, so do you. You have a sense of business. You can guide him, and it's a complementary even at that level. I think this can really work very well. He's reliable. He has. He's honest. He's honorable. He has great qualities. He seems to be very interesting. And I think this relationship has all the potential to work extremely well.
Okay.
So just just believe in it, because if you don't believe in it, then, you know, and if you have any doubts, then you put that doubt, you know, over there, and then you, the doubt will start, create a blockage. So I don't want you to sabotage yourself, or do you understand what I mean?
And,
you agree with me?
Slow, Carmen. I do agree with you. So it's going a little bit slow. Like, do you see things like progressing a little bit better?
No, that's normal. You don't want to expedite.
Right.
You don't want to move it too fast. No, you don't want to rush it. It's better to move slow at the beginning. And it's better to take your time through the process. That's perfectly okay. But I really feel good about it. I really do. I mean, I see that you kind of, you bring in his life what he needs, and he brings into your life what you need. I also think there is a great chemistry. And what I said before is, if you want this to really, really work, build that emotional intimacy, that emotional connection. And when I say that, I refer to the emotional bond, meaning knowing his intention, his desire, trying to know him, try to know what happened to him when he was young. Talk to him about his youth. Talk to him about, eventually, about his family. Talk to him about how he envisioned his life, where does he want to go, you know? Talk to him eventually about his past without necessarily trying to investigate. Just open a conversation and pay attention to the details so that you get to know him. To me, emotional intimacy is definitely the most important aspect of a relationship. And I want you to listen to him. We used to say that when you listen to somebody, you get to know the person, because you get to know their wishes, their fears, their hopes, their desires, their intention, where they're coming from, what has happened to them before. So then you know the whole persona, you know everything about. So I feel like you're in that phase of knowing. So that's why it's okay not to rush. It's okay not to speed anything. Take it one step at a time. I feel very, very, he's very excited about it. I feel he's putting a lot of effort into it. And I really see this working. That's all I can say. And I'm super excited for you. I really am.
Carmen.
And I feel like this is in your hand. Sorry?
Okay.
It's in your hand, Rosie.
Okay.
Yeah,
good,
but it's in your hand. So it's your, you know what I mean? It's like something that you mold, you know, it's something, a relationship is something that you work on, you adjust, you mold. It's something that you can create the best version of it, you know? People don't realize this, but the beauty of a relationship is actually that you can constantly make it better. You can constantly transform it through your own participation, by paying attention, by not jumping, never blaming the other part, never judging, never saying anything. If there's something you don't like, think about it. How can I change that aspect of it, you know? Never jump to the wrong conclusion. Just see how beautiful it can become. See the potential into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm excited. This is fabulous.
Okay, thank you, Carmen. Oh, thank you, Carmen.
I love you, sweetie. Okay.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Perfect.
Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You too, my dear. And I'm going to go to my dear Dominguez. Hi, Dominguez, my love. I was missing you. How are you?
I know. Thank you. I'm glad I'm in today. I was forgetting all this time to sign in, and when I realized it was getting late, so I'm glad I made it today.
That's okay. You know, whenever it's meant for you to listen, you're listening, you know?
Yeah, it's almost like something was holding me to.
Well, you're overwhelmed. You have a lot going on, like we all do. And I'm glad that you do, because the topic today has a lot to do with something that you personally are going through. You know, when you decided to get married, the enthusiasm that you had, the excitement to be with the man you love, you know, and build a family. And then one day you wake up and you said, who is this man? Do you agree with me?
Yeah.
Who did I marry? Why did I marry this man who, you know, swear to be with me and be, you know what I mean? But be by my side. What's going on here? You know?
Yeah.
So where do you stand right now in terms of, because a divorce is one of the most painful, debilitating experience in a woman's life, especially when we have kids and we wake up alone and betrayed, you know, and we feel lost. Right. So tell me a little bit more where you are and what's going on right now.
Where I am is I'm more mature. I became like more like I'm ready to marry him now. Now is the time where I feel like he's the man of my life. I know what is it to have a family, but it's just that it's too late because it's over according to him, and we are in process of divorce. Also, I even tried the compatibility online. We are compatible in every single aspect, but it's just one thing here,
right,
one small thing there. They have held us back.
Do you think, you know, I was thinking about the emotional connection. Have you ever had that emotional intimacy with this man or no? Were you ever able to...
Have you ever been open... level, I'm in love.
Right, right.
But it's just right. It's on his side. It's, I know he's still in love, but it's trying to... to end it just because it's stubborn. I think he's being stubborn just because he just want to end it and get over it.
I don't know. I never felt this relationship was supposed to end. It's just a lot of those bad influences, you know what I mean? I feel like there's a lot of negativity going on here. I don't know if you agree with me.
Even though it's not leaving, we haven't been living for the past 2 years together.
Right. I agree, but tell me, Domingas, have you ever heard of people who separate for 5 years and go back and get remarried? I've seen so many cases, even famous people who divorce and separate, and then they realize that they were kind of meant to be together, and they don't find anyone better, you know? So,
I'm feeling that case, but it's telling me no. No, I'm not.
What he's telling you now, it might not be. I will not even ask him anymore because it's painful to ask and him to reject you. Rejection is a very painful thing. You don't want to be rejected. You don't want him to continue to tell you, I don't want you, I don't want to be with you, because that is very hurtful. So I will not even ask anymore. But probably it's time for you to consider, what if I look around and pay attention if there's someone else there for me? And I really believe that the moment you decide that, you find somebody else.
Oh, you think it's possible? I mean, now I'm so negative on that side that I'm thinking it's
I need to take a break, Domingas. Hold on the line, okay, my love? Don't go anywhere.
Thank you. Sure. Sure.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back. I'm back, and I'm so excited to talk about the compatibility aspect of life. If people are compatible, and how do we know when there's chemistry? How do we know when we are compatible? And how many types of compatibility exist? And I was just talking to Dominguez, who's going through a divorce. And so, Dominguez, do you think it's time for you to take a step back right now and look around and consider to bring someone else in your life?
I have thought about it also, and even he has suggested that too. But
at least, you know, try to see whether you can find a friend, you know, just to share your feelings, your emotion to somebody else. There's nothing wrong about that. Unfortunately, the rate of divorce is very high. That's one of the reasons I'm doing the show on this topic, because in my career, I used to do marriage counseling for 20-something years, and I've seen people divorcing after 1 year, after 5 months, after 5 years, after 10 years, after 15 years, after 30 years of marriage. I've seen people separating left and right. And I always question why. Why did they get married, you know? And separating in bad terms. And in your case, I really suggest that you don't insist anymore not to be rejected. And I'm not necessarily saying try to put your profile online. I personally don't believe that much in the online dating. But I think that just, you know, trying to go out and see if you find somebody or meet somebody who's nice, who's also going through what you're going through. Because in my mind, I see you meeting somebody who's very, very nice. And he's been married [S2] Wow. [S1] Before himself. He's single. He's divorced. And he will be a great friend. And that's what you need right now, nothing else other than having a wonderful friend. And we need to take it from that perspective of the possibility of having a friend in your life. And from there, wow, we will see, you know. I sense that that's very powerful message, a message that I gave to Rosie, and now she met somebody. I want you to meet somebody who is going to tell you how wonderful you are, what an amazing human being you are, who's going to share the same experience like you. Because as I said, people go through a divorce constantly. It happens. And it should not break you apart. It should not make you lose your confidence in yourself. And let's see how life will play. But for now, don't be demoralized. Don't lose confidence in yourself. And let's look around and see whatever the universe has in store for you. Because I do believe there is something else out there for you, Dominguez. And I am praying for that. And I want that for you. And I want you to open your mind. Don't be blocked for whatever happened in the past. Let it stay in the past. And say, I'm opening a new chapter in the book of my life. I want something new. And I'm ready, and I will get it. So please, go for it. Go for it, because the moment you say, I'm ready, the universe will manifest something new in your life.
You just felt
promise
me. Because I wasn't at all. You just felt
no,
me
you were
ready.
Not. You were
ready.
Shocked. You were shocked. You thought it's wrong, and it was wrong. But because, you know what I mean, you've been trying to mediate, you've been trying to correct it, but because it's really simply not really working that way for now, take a step back and try another avenue, which is bringing somebody else in your life. I really feel very good about you bringing somebody new in your life. It's going to be wonderful.
Wow, thank you.
It's going to happen.
So
it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Amen.
Amen. Exactly. Amen. And always say, I deserve better. I deserve somebody to appreciate me. I deserve somebody to be there for me, you know, and that person, you know, will come in my life. I invite that person in my life. Promise me, Domingas, okay?
I
love you and thank you so much.
I invite
love in my life. I allow myself to be loved again. I allow myself to feel good about me and not to be alone anymore. I want a genuine love, and that love I invite in my life. So I love you, Domingas, and call me anytime. I'm here for you.
Thank you.
Okay, my love. Thank you, my sweetheart. Hi. I'm gonna go to Lelani. Hi, my Lelani. Are you still on?
Hi, beautiful Carmen.
How are you, my beautiful girl?
I'm grateful.
You're so sweet. You're amazing.
I missed you last week.
Oh, no worries. So, you got me now. So what's going on with you, my angel?
Well, lots are going on. I just moved into that apartment you told me about.
Oh, great. Yes, great.
It's fantastic. I unpacked. I'm feeling more settled.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And you were so
and?
Right. White cabinets and stairs. And
good.
I'm trying to find a roommate. I want a roommate that doesn't take alcohol or marijuana.
No,
and
we don't want that.
No, we
don't want anybody like that. No. We don't need that.
But I'm not finding anyone, and I'm super
you
stressed
will.
About
you
money.
Will find. You will find somebody very sweet, very decent, very nice. Always say no to people who self-destruct. We don't need compulsive disorder personality. People who self-destruct, we don't want those. Those who overdrink,
okay.
Smoke, marijuana people, those are self-destructive gamblers. People who do this, they are sabotaging themselves and they become very troubled. So you don't need to surround yourself with that dark energy. So as I said, you don't need that, you know. So I want you.
I haven't found anyone yet, though.
You will.
Okay.
One step at a time. One step.
Yeah. I need help with the rent for May.
No, you will find. You will find a very decent, kind young man. This is who I see you.
Okay.
You'll find a very nice man. Yeah.
Perfect. And then I'm curious, how can I make money while I build my healing practice? How can I bring in money?
There's money from a different source.
Okay.
I see you doing something else. Like, what else do you know to do? Because I'm seeing you doing something with a woman, like a small business, but it's something that will generate a lot of income. You know?
Well, I can, you know, I often have done office work. Office manager or writing newsletters but that's not my
job. Yeah, I see you helping somebody. No, I do think you're helping somebody in which you can become even a little bit of a partner with this person, partnering with somebody.
Okay.
I like that. It's going to be really, really good, you know. I like that. That's going to be really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I want to feel financially abundant. It's time I feel financially abundant.
And the moment you feel that, that's what you're going to create.
Oh, okay. Great. And then I'm in love with this man. We've spoken about him. He's young, but I feel he's here to teach me something. He's wonderful. He's just a really, really good man.
Okay. We spoke about him before?
We spoke about him. We know it's a karmic relationship.
Okay.
He's Muslim.
And where do we stand with him?
Well, he works all the time and lives about 45 minutes away. So I only see him every now and then, but we're in contact every day. He says, good morning, beautiful. How are you? And then on Thursday, he told me, do you love me? And I said, you have to look at me in the eyes. If you're going to ask that, you have to look at me in the eyes. And he looked me in the eyes and I said, I do love you. And he said, me too. Very
sweet. Well, that's beautiful. So that's beautiful. Yeah. So what are we missing then? So then everything is great.
Well, no.
Okay.
He's Muslim and younger, and he wants to get married to a Muslim woman and have children, and I'm not that. I don't want children, and I'm not. You know, I know this is temporary, so sometimes it's really hard because we are becoming closer, and I know.
So the problem is the religion, the belief system, and the fact that you don't want to have kids.
Correct, and the age difference. He's 16 years younger.
And the age, okay. Okay, I've seen those age differences, yeah. Right.
His karma.
Right.
So, and he can't...
But it is a karmic relationship, so...
Yeah.
So if that's the issue, then we're seriously having a problem here that sooner or later it's not going to allow you to be with him for a very long period of time. Though you never know, you know, because some, you know, it happened. I've seen 30 years of difference between people.
Wow!
I've seen a 30-year-old man in love with a 62-year-old woman, and he gave up on everything. Believe it or not, I've seen that in my years of practice. I will never forget that couple. You know, and nobody understood those people. Everybody thought that was impossible. And look, it was possible. Yeah, absolutely. So it can happen. People, age is not. It's just the karma is way stronger, and if that connection exists. So, but if you say, well, he definitely wants kids, but you never know. So let's see what's going to happen. But I am tempted to believe that you will meet another person, though, that there is somebody else much closer in age with you who works in a financial business and is very, very smart and will play a very influential role in many ways in your life. So will be very helpful. You will respect, adore this man. There's something with an R in his name, an R and an S. I have a sense of him. I have an image of him. So this is really going to work for you. So let's allow the door of your mind to be open for this other person in order for you to not to limit to this situation. Most likely because you say, well, I don't know, I'm going to make this work. You understand what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Carmen, I'm always afraid of men because I've been so hurt by men.
No fear. Fear will block you and sabotage you. Fear is your worst enemy. You cannot afford to be afraid. No fear whatsoever.
Okay.
No. Absolutely not. No fear. So stay calm, relax.
My heart is broken.
Right. Yeah.
It hurts when the heart gets broken. Yeah.
I know, but
and
you can't. That is
divorced.
Some. I know, and usually when something like this happens, it's extremely painful. But my advice to you is, you have to overcome. You have to let that in the past. You have to close those doors, you know, and you have to look in the future, and you have to say, I'm worthy, you know, of this. This new chapter will happen, and I will allow it to happen. I deserve joy and happiness. I deserve a new life. I deserve better, and it will all happen. So allow that. Manifest it. Don't stop it. Don't block it. Promise me. And try to use some of the principles that we discussed today about factors of compatibility, you know, the things that people should have to be, those principles that people should have in order to evolve together in the same direction. in order to, so that the next person into your life will stay in your life forever, and you together can bring what I was talking about, that emotional intimacy, that glue, yes, of the soul. So try to create that in sync, that emotional in sync, that's very powerful, you know, so that the next relationship will be the right one. So you have everything you want in the next chapter. And forget whatever happened, is gone, is done, it's over. Don't think about it anymore.
Okay.
So don't bring that into the present. Don't bring those memories. Forget about those memories. Let them go. Promise me. That's okay. Very powerful. That's very significant. I love you.
I love you.
And thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for listening to my show. And I'll be back with you next week, same time, same place. Om Time Radio. I'm Carmen Hara. And God bless you.